And now, Minnesota Hospital. The continuing story of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney and nurse Helen Trent in the hospital operating room.
Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen.
Oh. Was that you, Gil?
No. Oh, that's the patient. Oh, darn. The anesthesiologist must not have given the patient enough stuff. Where is the anesthesiologist?
Well, he went outside for a smoke.
Who was the flaming liberal who decided we should not allow smoking in buildings in Minnesota? Do they know how they put a patient at risk when we can't smoke in here? And a guy has to go outside during an operation? Helen. Helen. After we're finished with this show we'll be putting on for the freshman legislators, how about Brainerd?
Oh, Gil, I can't.
You can't? Why? Why can't you go to Brainerd, Helen?
Well, I promised my mother I'd stand in line to buy some Elvis stamps for her.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, the next operation is ready.
Yes, intern. Who are we operating on?
One of the Viking quarterbacks.
We're operating on one of the Vikings' quarterbacks? What's the operation?
An arm transplant. Oh. All the quarterback's relatives are waiting outside.
Oh, are they crying?
No, booing.
There you are, Dr. Whitney. It is I, the hospital administrator.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I have to commend you once again, Dr. Whitney, for this great idea.
To show the Minnesota legislators how we operate?
Yes, and to demonstrate to them how we cannot afford to pay that 2% tax on Minnesota care.
Sir, every time that legislature meets, I get nervous. In fact, here come the legislators now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. It is my job to welcome you. I am Dr. Gil Whitney. But I must tell you that with our budget so tight, we can't stop working for a minute. So while my scrub nurse, Helen, Miss Trent, and I continue the operation. Yes, Miss Trent.
Yes.
I'll turn the program over to Dr. Shecky Erickson.
Yes, Shecky's here. Have no fear. I'm here to greet you instead of our paid legislative lobbyist, I am Leary, who can't be here today.
Shecky is the king of the medical one-liners,
you
ladies and gentlemen. But perhaps
I didn't say it.
Yes. Perhaps you can do a little politics too, Shecky. Meanwhile, as you listen to Shecky, enjoy your tray of hospital food. Today's lime jello has peas in it. And also, we have a little remembrance gift for you. It's a teapot in the shape of a urinal. All right, Shecky?
You're a fine-looking group there, you know. I know some of you are Democrats.
Yeah.
How about those Clintons, huh? Huh? Minnesota hospitals learned a lot from them already, even from the Clintons' cat, socks. We're now putting kitty litter on all our bedpans. how about you Republicans? Did you know we had Bob Packwood as a patient last year?
Oh.
Although our nurses say he wasn't all that patient. Hey, getting back to Clinton, I told Bill Clinton we could help him out with his laryngitis problem, you know? I told him we could do a throat transplant for him. He said, no thanks. It'll be just his luck to get Paul Wellstone's throat. My goodness, maybe the patient needs a little more anesthetic. Hey, play a recording of Artie Carlson's last speech. And how about that Dr. Whitney celebrating there, operating there? Dr. Whitney, are you celebrating or operating?
I am operating.
Yeah, how about that Dr. Whitney operating there? During the war, Whitney was hidden in a cellar for a whole year by an Italian girl. And that was in Duluth. That guy ought to get a pneumonia.